From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. There will be a few periods of cloudiness over northern areas, but in general, sunshine and increasing southwesterly winds will initiate a warming trend today. Highs will range in the mid to upper 50s south and in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, and in the low to mid 50s elsewhere north. Some average highs for today include 58 degrees in Bennington, 59 in Lebanon, and 54 degrees in Newport. The warming trend will continue through Thursday, take a brief step backward on Friday, and then return for the weekend. Apart from the slight chance of a shower this evening in the eastern townships, it looks like conditions will remain dry in the extended period, with roughly a week separating us from the next decent chance of rain. Things will also get warmer over the upcoming nights, with some patchy frost possible tonight near and east of the Connecticut Valley and in northern cold hollows on Friday night. Of the major reporting stations, the coldest low last night was 22 degrees, occurring in Saranac Lake. This afternoon's surface map shows a long and slender oval of high pressure oriented from northeast to southwest and extending from Prince Edward Island all the way back into Texas. This high will remain the primary influence over our weather over the upcoming week, although it will buckle slightly along its northern fringe this afternoon and tonight, and then a little more convincingly from late Thursday into Friday. This afternoon, a warm front is moving along the northern periphery of the high as it scoots eastward along the international border. This is the source of the periodic clouds that will affect northern areas this afternoon. Low pressure moving across northern Quebec will drive a related cold front down to around the Vermont-Quebec border tonight before a stronger low moves across central Canada and lifts the whole thing back northward as a warm front tomorrow. All of these fronts are relatively moisture-starved. With the warm front moving off to our north tomorrow, high pressure will become centered over the mid-Atlantic coast with a ridge poking northward into New England. There could be some morning clouds in northern areas, but they should dissipate quickly, allowing sunshine to push tomorrow's highs into the 60s region-wide. The warmer valleys should reach 70 on Thursday, thanks in part to southeasterly winds that will be increasing ahead of a cold front that will sweep through from the northwest on Thursday night. Very dry air will again accompany that front, but winds will become northwesterly behind it, holding temperatures in the upper 50s for the cooler locations on Friday, but that will still be around 5 degrees above average. For the weekend, surface high pressure will then build back in, accompanied by a pronounced ridge in the jet stream, and that will put temperatures back solidly into the 60s or lower 70s. In the forecast summary for the VPR listening area, this afternoon, mostly sunny south, variable clouds from Route 2 in the Adirondacks northward, highs in the mid to upper 50s south and in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, low to mid 50s elsewhere north, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour east of the Greens, 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusting to 25 in the west. For tonight, mainly clear skies in the south, some evening clouds north with a slight chance of an evening shower in the eastern townships, then clearing after midnight, lows from the mid-30s to around 40, some lower 30s near and east of the Connecticut Valley, and mid-40s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. South to southwest winds overnight gusting to 25 miles an hour early, then diminishing to 10 to 15 miles an hour from the Green Mountains westward and to around 5 miles an hour east of the Green Mountains. On Wednesday, mostly sunny south, partly to mostly sunny north, highs in the low to mid 60s north and mid to upper 60s south, winds from the west to southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. On Wednesday night, mainly clear skies, lows mainly in the mid to upper 40s, around 40 in the cooler hollows northeast, winds from the south to southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour, diminishing to light and variable in the east. And on Thursday, mostly sunny south, becoming partly sunny north, highs from the mid 60s to around 70, south to southwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 30 from the Green Mountains westward. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.